You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Your host, John Mino, is at the doctor today. He's just getting this thing wrapped up with this whole skin cancer thing, you know. And
right.
So after you got that, and it's all fine. You go in for those body scans.
Yeah.
Have you ever done that?
I have.
Like they put those big goggles on. The doctor's eyes are like big because they look at your...
Right. They got to check out everything.
Did you, when you had your body scan done for skin, to look at skin cancer, did you request like a female or male to make any difference to you?
No, that doesn't bother me.
I'm trying to, I had this conversation with my sister this morning. And I'm just wondering, because John said I don't care.
He did.
But I wonder how he's going to respond on both levels.
Well,
right? I mean, to have a woman look at you that closely.
And, you know,
right?
They really look at you. I mean, they look at every part of your body like super close. Because if they can detect it now, it's going to save you a fortune down the road financially. But it's also could, you know.
Save really, your life.
It could.
I mean, yeah.
Especially if, you know.
But here's the thing. Like, they're a doctor and they've seen it all.
Yeah, but you're not. She's a female. I didn't know. Todd and I were talking. I said, look, if they asked me, like, do you want a male or a female to examine your body for an hour close up, like an inch away? I would prefer the male. Mm. And John's like, I don't care. And I think when he gets in there, he's going to care.
I mean, the doctor that delivered both my children was a male. So,
yeah,
I mean, and that's more intense than
a
body scan. For a guy, though. For a guy, that's probably as close to that. I mean,
they're right?
Just the embarrassment and oh my God. And
so
at that point, it's like, whatever.
I just hope they send in some really good looking girl. And he'll be like, I think I changed my mind. So we'll see. Anyway, so that's
somebody
that's
like Loretta Swit from MASH or something, right?
Just, and really get, oh man, it's going to be fun. Anyway, so we'll get that full report tomorrow.
Mr. Mino.
Right, right. I know you. I listened to you when
that's right. That's right.
They'll send in some nice, really good looking young woman. I used to listen to you when I was a little kid. You don't make him feel old, and then he's going to try to act like muscular. And anyway, that's going to be funny. So,
wish him all the best.
I am. We do. Yes. He'll be fine, I think.
Yeah.
But it's just that I think it's great that healthcare is great in this community. I mean, we're so fortunate. But, you know, to do that and then say, look, we want to look just to make sure you're good for the next 10 years. So that's what he's got going on today. So
I have to do it. My dad had melanoma. So. I'm at a higher risk.
So what, every 5-10 years, how often you guys got to go in there?
They say every year just to do, not a full, like, they just do like a quick body check.
Okay.
But
is there anywhere that they don't look?
Like, no.
They pull your toes apart and look in there right?
Oh, yeah. No, they don't mess around.
No. And that's what we're trying to explain
to
John, because he hasn't had that done before. I'm like, okay.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll get the full report tomorrow. But anyway, welcome everybody. Yes, Johnny's out today. Shannon Cohen is in. She's co-hosted before, and thank you for coming in today.
Yeah, thank you for having me back.
It's nice and early. What the weather, super easy to get here today, right? I mean.
See, what I noticed is, so I normally go into work around, 8 o'clock?
Yeah.
The people at like 5:30 are not messing around. They're on a mission and they are cruising.
Serious. Oh, you mean driving? Serious walkers too. They got to get their walk in. You know, they're walking. They're not strolling. They're like, you know, looking at their little watch.
Yeah. I mean, I don't drive slow, but I was like, geez.
That's a good observation, actually, because I think you're right. Early morning people.
They're not.
Well,
lounging.
Yeah. I was like, ooh, I kind of got up a little later than I wanted, so I was kind of like had to
move. Everybody was going somewhere.
Yeah.
They weren't strolling, right? They were like. Sunday driving.
They were on a mission.
Yeah. I think I can't believe the timing. You know, we've been doing this. It's going to be 2 years in 2 weeks. The timing on this, like, now obviously the buses, like the trains, you know, they run on time. But other people, you'll see this car at this intersection at this time. I mean, people are, like you said, they're scheduled at this time of the morning. Nobody is just out for a drive.
Little do people know I have, like, friends that they don't know we're friends. But I'm like, hey, I see that person every morning.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there was a lady that, She walks across the street. She walked a little slow, though. I thought, like, hurry up. But anyway.
Is that the one you almost hit and then she yelled at you?
She did. She yelled at me. And
good.
But no, not really. No. Just.
Tut.
You're right. So it's two intersections like an L, right? And I'm waiting. And she was walking slow, I thought. And I kind of maybe, I didn't get that close to her. But, you know, I pulled up to the intersection and she was walking and I'm waiting. And so then I parked and I got in my car and she was walking. She was, you almost hit me. I'm like, look, if I wanted to hit you, I would have.
Jim.
I did. And she goes, I was in the crosswalk. I said, I saw that. Anyway, that was the only, in 2 years, that's the only, was that the only conflict? You want to talk about conflicts in the morning? We'll get Mino in here. Every morning comes in. Almost went at this guy. It's like, okay, John.
Well, ironically, so do you. It's so funny because nobody's here in the morning when they show up. Mm-hmm. This one goes off about that. This one goes off about that. Oh. Then they come to go together and go off about something else together.
Each other.
It's quite a show. Right.
But we're ready to go. I will say, no coffee. We just are. No, we need our coffee.
Yeah.
Anyway, I thought the morning is beautiful this morning.
Yeah.
This is like the weather's perfect here. I don't even know where we're at.
I was a little chilly, not going to lie. It's maybe actually I'm a wimp.
I think it's warmer today than it has been in the morning.
It, no doubt.
I think.
And we're going to hit we're going to hit 80 today.
I love it.
I know, me too. So I better come back here at 2 because I'm doing my recording for my Sunday show. So other than that, I got a pretty free day today. So.
Well,
anyway,
it's going to be good.
Yes. So 58 in Green Bay. A little cooler here. 63 in Appleton. That's awesome. 64 in Oshkosh.
All right, Oshkosh.
And like we said, you know, today, high near 80. So get out there today because I just heard the weather.
But put on some sunscreen.
Yep. But yes, especially you people prone to skin cancer like me.
Well.
Now, I don't know if I am or not, but I love the sun. You know that.
Yes, I do.
Anyway, tomorrow is not as nice. It's like 60s.
Oh, well.
So enjoy today.
Yeah.
And at 10 o'clock today, just to remind people, if you were listening yesterday, they're having in Bellevue, they have a garden. That's not a garden. It's more like an orchard. How to plant an orchard in your yard.
Oh, where's that
at? I'll look it up at the break.
That sounds amazing.
It is. So I'm going to go out there at 10 o'clock and check that out because I might put an orchard in at my house.
Awesome. Are you going to bring us, what, apples, pears?
Apples, pears, cherries. This stuff grows in Green Bay.
Like, I have a cherry tree.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, that's Door. Yeah.
But I'm not in Door County.
But I think pears, is it? I don't know. There's like 4 or 5 trees that grow in Green Bay, which I think is really cool. They actually bear fruit and everything.
Yeah.
So I'm going to take a look at that. I might do that at my house. Might.
I think you should.
I'm kicking that around. So anyway, what else is going on today? Welcome to you, though. I'm glad you're here. You've got.
Thank you.
You were telling me, I was asking you what you're doing with your kids for the summer, because you have two great kids, fifth and third grade.
Oh, yeah.
But they were out of school, and boom, you put them in summer school the next day?
Absolutely.
Oh, my gosh.
They actually really want...
How about summer?
No, they wanted to do it. See, here's the thing. Like, summer school now is actually fun. Like, when I was in summer school, it was school. Like, you actually...
At the desk?
Yeah. So, my daughter, she has... It's 4 classes. So, she's doing painting, cooking... Oh, wow, soccer and scrapbooking. How cool is that?
But, okay, but you put her in the day after school let out.
Well, no, they got out on a Thursday and it started on Monday.
Oh, wow. Okay, the weekend's there anyway, so it's one day.
But they wanted to.
Did she? Did she?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's different.
Because it's so much fun. My son's doing wrestling. What else? He's got like a Here We Grow, so they're like planting and learning about growing. It's super fun now these days, and they have so many options that it's.
So I'm an advocate for year round school. No. You guys, people just, that scares people.
It does.
The same. No. Year round school is the same amount of days as the school we have now. The only reason we're off of school in the summer is because of farming. Nobody farms anymore. But
there are farmers.
But I mean, but it's not like everybody does. That's what I mean.
Right.
I didn't mean nobody. True. Everybody said no. I know. Right. Hey, I was just breakfast at the farm. Love farmers. Sorry, I didn't mean it like that. Just the really, really good people.
Wow.
Farm. No, just the really, really good people farm. But our school is traditionally off because of that, and that is not the main industry anymore. So there's schools that go on. It's 6 weeks on, 2 weeks off, and the month of July off.
Huh.
It's the same 180 days that you go through. Right now,
okay,
in your traditional thing. Many studies will show you that, and I'm going to get somebody on here to talk about this, many studies will show you that the students do better academically because it's not like this learning curve when you get back in September to get started again. And the summers, and the other thing, it's really, can be really cool for vacations, you know? July, everybody's on vacation, but I mean, right. You take that 6 weeks on, 2 weeks off, those 2 weeks you can go places and there's not a million people there, you know, skiing or, you know, trying to go do something.
Yeah.
So this is how long I've been at this thing. My daughter was in fourth grade. Okay. And Don and I went before the school board and said, look, we had some friends in Atlanta that said, you've got to take a look at this year round school. This stuff really works for our kids and we love it. It works for our lifestyle. And so we went to the school board, made this, look, we're the Schmitz. We have a fourth grader and we really advocate for year round school, give them some stuff. Still hasn't happened, and she's 32 now. So I think we need to look at that. I do. I think there's a lot of, I mean, education.
You could sway me.
Well, education is so important. You know, we build new buildings. I've voted for the referendums. But at the end of the day, you want the students to do well.
Right.
I like the building, but I'm more concerned about what's going on inside the building. And I just think that should be an option. I don't think we should change our school. You know, we got 20,000 kids in K-12 just here in Green Bay. I don't think we should change the whole thing, but I think that would be a really cool option.
I like it.
6 weeks on, 2 weeks off, the month of July you're off. And okay. I would tell you, somebody needs to study this smarter than me, but there's a lot of data that shows that can benefit the student.
You know what that would take away? So I noticed, you know, it's getting to the end of the year and everyone's all excited. They're like, oh, it's almost summer, summer break. And you get kind of excited. And then I'm like, oh, I still have to go to work. I don't get summer break.
Like you do to your kids? You're sending them to school the next day? Is that what you're talking about?
Well, no. And it's only half day.
Well, okay. Here's the deal.
Does that also impact, though? I mean, think about places like Wisconsin Dells and Door County. Does taking those vacation time away for the summer affect businesses that rely on summer?
Oh, probably. But I think, in all honesty, I think people, when it comes to vacations like that, they do it. People
okay,
just do it.
That's a good question. I want to say that this survey that was done was not just parents. They talked to the YMCAs. They talked to, you know, sports. They get banned, that kind of stuff. And it seemed like everybody was on board to try it. And I don't know why we didn't try it. But anyway,
new. People don't like new. People don't like change.
True. Everybody wants change, but nobody wants to be part of it.
Exactly.
I live that. Anyway, yeah, I'm glad you're here. This is going to be fun today. Did you see the lineup? It's awesome. We got these guys that are coming in. You know, this month is Men's Mental Health Awareness Month, okay? Mm-hmm. So you work on your husband and my wife's working on me. But this is, we got to be concerned about men's mental health. And the two guys coming in, these guys are awesome. They've been on before, DeLorean Walls and Jason Wright. They're brothers helping brothers. So this is,
that's awesome.
Great guys helping other great guys to kind of, you know, really get with the program and help reduce your stress. We got this, was it Sia? What's Maldano, right?
No.
Sai. Local fighter. You seen that guy? He's unbelievable.
No, I'm intrigued.
Like he's a Golden Gloves guy, I think.
Yes. Yeah. I'm excited.
Yeah. And then John Kramer, of course, is coming in with the headlines with the Press Times and Ryan Hobson with the Green Bay Blizzard. Do you go to those games?
We do.
Yeah.
So much fun.
That is a lot of fun. And then we're going to get a little, you know, this big, here in Green Bay, the coal piles, which has been challenged for 60 years, is going to get relocated. And Pat Evans is going to come in and talk about how that whole thing went down at the county board.
Fantastic.
I know. It's going to be great. So anyway, this will be fun. We got Shannon Cohen in house. We'll be right back. This is Shannon and the Mayor.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Y'all ready?
All right, welcome back, everybody. This is Mine Own the Mayor with Shannon Cohen sitting in, who has done this before. And thank you for being here. This is great to have you because I know you and like you. We'll have some fun here today with this. So today we're just touching on your kids got out of school on Thursday. You gave them the whole day of Friday off, and then you put them back in summer school on Monday.
This was their choice.
But I think that's pretty cool. And we were talking about maybe, it scares people when you say a year-round school. They're like, oh, I don't want that. Well, it's not. They should rename that. They should rebrand that as flexible calendar year schooling or something
like that. That sounds a little more better.
Right. And it would be. And anyway, but we got a text. My man, Michael, said it would have a massive impact on tourism in Door County. I don't know why. You're still off the whole month of July, and then when they have their 2 weeks off, they may go to Door County.
But if your 2 weeks off are in October or December.
It's 6 and 2. It's year-round, so you got 6 weeks of school, 2 weeks off. 6 weeks of school, 2 weeks off. 6 weeks of school.
But think about that, Jim. Door County has no tourism in the winter.
Yeah, this would help.
No, it would not.
You don't think people go up there?
No. I don't.
We'd have to put them in the survey.
Yes.
All right.
I agree.
I think the labor thing you're talking about now, that may have an effect on that. You know, because they need college kids to do the, but right. But these aren't college kids. I don't even think these are high school kids. My proposal was K-12. It was, K-8. But anyway, all right, well, we'll figure that out. That's for somebody, like I said, smarter than me, which doesn't take much.
Oh.
So here we are today. We have some birthday. Oh, no, today. You know what today is?
Yeah.
German Chocolate Cake Day.
Did you know it's not actually German? Do you know why it's called German chocolate cake?
I do, because we've actually talked about this on the show.
That's what I was thinking, but, you know.
Can I guess?
Yeah.
Is it because his last name is German?
It is.
Thank you.
Really?
And not, like, yeah, so his name is Sam German.
Yep.
And he was a creator of a specific chocolate at the Baker's Chocolate Company.
It's a chocolate that makes it German chocolate cake.
I love German chocolate cake.
But the chocolate is not, like, sweet chocolate. It's like chocolate.
Yeah.
Donna just made that because we were at a birthday party on Saturday. Actually, it was my birthday, but it was my friend's 65th birthday, so he got all the attention. Anyway, that's what he wanted, so she made him a German chocolate cake. And I don't like chocolate, but...
Well, that's weird.
I know. Nope. At Easter, that stuff sits on the table. I don't eat any of that. I don't like chocolate.
Okay,
but
Jim.
Put nachos out there. They'd be gone. They'd be gone. I don't think, I guess we did talk about that, Todd. So what was his name? What German?
Sam.
Sam German. Huh. That's weird that it got so much notoriety. I think they would have called it like Sam's chocolate cake or something. You know, like German would label it.
That's not as cool.
No, it's not. All right. Well, anyway, corn on the cob day. Can't go wrong with that.
Right.
That's cool. Of course, it's a little early for that. Why would they have that now? They should have that in like August.
No, this is the perfect time.
No. There's no corn right now.
Well, it doesn't matter. It's like corn on the cob signifies like summer barbecues.
Okay. You can have it brat day.
Thank you.
Oh, man.
Ding, ding.
I don't know. It's 2-1 this morning. I got to get going here. All right. I'll figure something. Corn on the cob day. Yeah. You can celebrate it, but you can't have it like because it's not there. Those stands aren't set up right now. They're set up like in August, right? That's when you have all the
corn. Yeah, but you're thinking about Wisconsin. I mean, there's parts of the United States. There's other parts of the world.
That's right. I live in my own world. That is true. Okay. That is why it's corn on the cob day throughout the country, and that's the way we should look at that. Okay. I got it.
Right.
So, some birthdays today.
Yeah.
I know two of these four people. So, Shia LaBeouf, who I don't know.
Shia. LaBeouf.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's a great actor.
He?
Yeah. Yes.
His name's Shia?
Yeah.
Did he get picked on as a kid in the playground?
Maybe. Now he just... He had lots of money. He was fine.
What did he do?
Even Stevens. It was a TV show, the movie Holes. And I apologize. I know he's been in a lot more grown-up shows, but I only know the kid ones.
All right.
Transformers.
There you go. Yeah.
Thank you.
Intern, you know who this guy is? Okay.
Oh.
All right.
He's my age, so of course I know.
Of course, Jim knows this guy.
Oh, I do. Dr. Oz.
He's weird.
He's
a loser.
Completely. He's a media hound. And run for Senate, I was like, come on. But he came awfully close to winning. Very close.
That's because he's on TV and people are like, hey, I know him.
And that's what it was. But yeah, he is a total self-promoter. Although he got a pretty good gig with the... Trump administration.
Oh.
So he's in there. Hugh Laurie?
Laurie?
Who's he?
House? Dr. House?
Huge actor, Dr. House on Fox for like 9 seasons.
Yeah.
He's done some others. Correct.
He was Jasper in the 101 Dalmatian movie. Yep.
I haven't seen that.
Oh, Jim.
Okay, this next guy, I know. I actually got a picture with him. I'll find that at the break. Joe Montana, 69.
Go Joe.
I don't. Would you think he's 69?
I thought he was older, but.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. He's...
I mean, he was a quarterback a very, very long time ago when I was young, so I thought he was old then. Okay. So I apologize.
Speaking of quarterbacks, I think your buddy signing with the Steelers. I
mean, and he's married.
Yeah, he's married.
What?
I know. Did it say, was it guy, guy girl? What did they say?
No, they didn't say. Okay. A lot of the comments were just like, oh, did he marry himself? But
right, yeah.
I'm very intrigued. I think he's a very good looking man.
Yeah.
And he's kind of weird, but I like him. So I'm intrigued.
Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah. What? Why?
Why are you intrigued by a diva?
Maybe that's my type. I don't know.
As she's sitting with Jim in the studio.
In his peach shirt.
I could wear it. No, thank you for...
Who wants to move Corn Cob Day to a different day
and change the school system. And it's only 6:29.
And we got a text. Let's finish off Jim's strong start with some world's worst trivia, Brian.
I'm in.
I can do that too.
Yeah, we can.
All right, Brian, you might be onto something there. All right. All right, we got a great show coming up here. Stick around. This is Shannon the Mayor. We'll be right back. To your loving eyes, I see love that money just can't buy. One look from you, I drift away. I pray that you.
All right, don't forget, later on this morning after 7 o'clock, your chance to play our Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest. How'd you like to win a pair of Milwaukee Brewers club-level tickets? How'd you like to win $100 cash? Or maybe a trip to the Wisconsin Dells area for vacation or Door County? It could be yours. Later on this morning after 7 o'clock, we'll give you a keyword. Get that Civic Media app right now for your chance to play along and win. Now back to John Mino, who's not here this morning, but Shannon Cohen is. It's Shannon and the Mayor with Jim Schmidt.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Shannon, this is great you're here. And that contest Todd was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So you can win these Brewer tickets, club seats, awesome seats. You know, have you been to, you guys go to Brewer games?
Baseball's really not our thing.
Oh, it doesn't have to be. That is such a great stadium, and it's great for kids. Okay, great for kids. The food's good.
Yeah.
The lines, there's not lines. It's just that I love that stadium. We went there quite a bit with our kids, but once in a while, I haven't been there lately. That's a good contest. So people should stick around. You can win that. Those are great for $100, which is awesome.
Yeah.
But then you're in for the grand prize, and that's like a vacation in the Dells, which is fun, right?
I love the Dells.
Everybody's been to the Dells, or Door County.
Or Door County.
Those are two, like, great, great places in Wisconsin.
Yeah, so,
anyway,
absolutely.
Hey, we're talking during the break. You're Miss Mom.
Oh,
you chaperone the kids.
I
to
do.
In fourth grade, I've done that. I think every parent has done that if they had a fourth grader, because that's, like, part of what you do. To the Capitol.
Every kid
goes to the Capitol in fourth grade, and you see the badger. And did you guys see the governor? Did he kind of pop his head out?
No.
Okay.
It was my birthday.
Oh, that's cool.
The day we went. So that was super exciting.
All right.
We went to the Capitol, went to the zoo down there.
Yep.
The Henry...
Free.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was great. We did the state Capitol, you know, the tour, the rotunda, the assembly, the Senate, the hearing room, Supreme Court. We got to do the observation deck. That was great. The kids were actually really intrigued.
Yeah, that's a good tour. And that thing looks so much like the Capitol. I mean, that's just a cool building.
Problem
with Madison is it's growing, right? I mean, that's one of probably the, well, I'm saying the nicest, but it's one of the best places to live in Wisconsin because it's got the academics, it's got, you know, great jobs, great incomes. But the housing is tough because you can't build anything taller than the Capitol.
Oh.
And people are like, you know, so... The developers would love to do that. That will never happen, but they would love to do away with that so you could put up some much taller buildings.
Right.
But they have some really nice development around the Capitol, some great condos, but it's expensive there. But I think they're growing, and they're just Madison has a lot going for it right now.
Right.
It's just a great economics are strong there. Obviously, the institution, the government is, you know, besides the Capitol, they got, you know, of course, the university, which right. is what, 36,000 kids. So, so how was it? I mean, tour was good? Everybody was good?
Kids it was
were good?
Great. Were the kids good? The kids were actually very intrigued, more than I thought they would be. Although we had a little mishap on the way home, just got outside of Madison, and our bus broke down.
Really?
Yeah. So we had three buses for the school, and our bus was in the front, and one of the teachers in the other bus messaged our teacher and said, "Hey, your bus is smoking." And she's like, "Haha, very funny." They're like, "No, seriously, your bus is smoking." We had to pull over at some gas station. Sure enough, oil was going everywhere. Our bus was not moving. We had 39 people on our bus. So it was us and all the kids just kind of hanging out on the side of a gas station.
Oh, they had to evacuate the bus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, we weren't taking that home.
Right. Were they freaked out, the kids, or were they like cool?
No, they actually thought it was very amusing.
Yeah.
They thought it was great. They were playing football in the grass next to the gas station. Thankfully, there was a bus terminal about 17 miles from where we were. Mm-hmm. So we got a new bus. And
saved the day.
Saved the day. It was great.
Everybody applauded when the bus showed up, the new one?
Yeah.
That's cool.
And it was a lot nicer, so the kids were very excited. The bathroom was...
working?
Yeah.
Nice.
They thought that was the best thing since sliced bread. Yeah. Like, Mom, there's a bathroom on the bus. And I was like, okay, that's awesome.
Because people use this for the Brewers game, and they drink all the way there. No, that's awesome. Well,
yeah.
That worked out. That's nice that they had that reciprocal thing that you weren't there, that they just called a different bus.
Right.
Or if it was the same bus company.
Yeah, because... people were kind of panicking, and they're like, "Oh, okay, well, let's get on the other two buses." And they're like, "There's 11 spots open, and there's 39 of us."
Yeah.
So it would only took an hour. Like I said, the kids thought it was a great experience. The gas station got a ton of business that day from all of us, and it was
right buying all that healthy food.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Well, it's vacation; they can do that. That's cool. All right, but so I had to teach yesterday. Speaking of school, kids, I didn't even tell you this, Todd. So I had to teach yesterday, and I send out an announcement, you know, 2 days before, Mr. Schmidt, we're going to meet this room and just read this chapter before you get to school, and we're going to talk about this, and that. So I wrote on there, and I said, you know, we'll be meeting in room, I teach in the College of Business, and I put the wrong room number on, and the room number I put on was the women's bathroom, which was right across the hall. And so I got there, and it's like, are you Professor Schmidt? I said, yeah. She goes, you had the wrong room number on the syllabus. I'm like, what do you mean I had the wrong room number? She goes, you put the women's bathroom. I said, well, do you want to meet there? I said,
Jim.
But I said, right across the hall is our room, 322, and I put, 324, something like that. So I'm in there, and there's some students missing. And I thought, were they online? So I went online, but it's not, sometimes you have those blended classes.
Oh, yeah,
kids can come in, but I don't like, I'd much rather teach in person, and they told me this is an in-person class. There's some students missing. So they came to school. They went and saw the dean after. Not right away, like after the class was over. And they went in the bathroom, and they're like, well, this can't be the right room. So they left. Wouldn't you, and I'm going to talk to them about this, I'm going to tell them that, you know, the smarter people ask questions. Wouldn't you have gone and said, look, I got this syllabus from Mr. Schmidt. He said the room's 324. I went there and it's a women's bathroom. And then somebody would have looked it up.
Right.
But they left.
Yeah.
No, so here's what I would have done, Jim. I would have went to the office. You would have done it right. I would have lit that place up. I would have been like, Professor Jim says, right?
Oh, yeah. Anyway.
But yeah, I wouldn't have, well...
I went to
left. I wouldn't have left.
No.
I would definitely be all over social media telling the world about it.
I don't need that today. I don't need that today. I don't need that today. But we're going to talk about it. It was my fault.
Mistakes happen.
It was a right building, you know, right church, wrong pew type thing. But anyway, so we'll talk about that. We're going to learn from that, that you don't. Something like that happens, you don't leave. You start asking questions and you figure it out and become a leader. And
you could play it off as like you did it on purpose to see how they would all respond, right?
Aha. You guys aren't in high school anymore. You're in college.
Yes.
And in college, things are different. And I set up a little scenario, and two of you failed because you went home.
And then you can say, I'm very disappointed in you.
How could you do that? Stand up in front of the class and explain why you chickened out on this deal.
Well, it just kind of blows my mind because college, you pay for that.
Yes.
So did you just be like, well, I'm out.
Yeah. And I do want to say the students, and, you know, one of them's right across the other side of the glass, one of our interns here, are there to learn.
Well, yeah.
It's not like some of us maybe went to school that were like.
You choose to be there.
Yeah, you want to go there. They want to learn. They want to get out of school. They want to learn something. Maybe those of us, maybe there's somebody who went to a liberal arts school that wasn't as interested in school. And they're not like that. They are there. They want to learn. And some of the companies, and God bless you, companies who are paying for those students to go there, if they get an A, they get 100% reimbursement. If they get a B, 75%, and a C,
50%. Oh, that's nice.
That's an incentive. But when they come to me and that's their reason to me to give them a higher grade, it's like, no.
Oh, yeah. No, not a chance.
That ain't
going
to work. But they know that going in, and it's pretty laid out. This is how you get an A in this class, and it's not that hard. You just got to keep up and do your homework and be nice to me. So they're not have to be nice to me. They just have to be good students. So anyway, but yeah, that's Tuesday mornings for 3 hours. And I, so I got to write those kids tonight and say, hey, look, where were you? And get caught up because I don't want you to fall behind, because once you do, could be trouble. So anyway, all right, so today, again, I just want to say that we have coming up right after this, DeLorean Walls and Jason Wright. And this is important. I mean, we joke about, you know, men's mental health, but this is a serious thing. And we're going to talk about, you know, everybody talks about their physical health. There's all these magazines and these great-looking guys and muscles and all these contests for muscle. But it's really your mental health that you got to focus on, too.
Yeah.
It's very stressful. And people talk about, you know, suicide and it happens like people in their 60s, which is like...
That's awful.
Well, I think... I don't know. We'll ask them. They know more than I do. But what I've read about that is they feel like, you know, they just haven't made it, you know? But that's all relative, right?
Yeah.
I got some numbers that I thought were kind of interesting and actually a little sad.
Right.
500,000 men per year take their life.
That's...
Wow.
That's 41,000 a month, 9,400 per week. 1,300 per day, 56 men an hour.
Stop.
So it's almost one a minute. And can I speak on this a little bit?
Please. Wow. I had no idea.
I'm going to be very open and honest, and I'm only doing it because, and Jim, you know me, I'm not very open on the air. Unless I'm ripping on you and John. I've been struggling really bad for several weeks. And here's what bothers me about it. When I say to somebody, hey, I'm kind of at the end of my rope. Right? I'm mm-hmm. really struggling, the anxiety and all that. I have not had, everybody except maybe one or two has said to me, take a deep breath, you'll get through this.
Oh. Are you reaching out?
I've tried, and I will. I'll be fine. But
well, now
when
I'm
people,
concerned about
but here's
you.
The thing. Well, don't be. Listen, you should be concerned about me more other days than today. But you can't do that to somebody.
No.
I'm not going to breathe and get through this because I breathe and get through most days in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do that. That's dismissal.
Right.
That's looking at somebody who's typically very strong in life and who handles a lot of issues on a daily basis, who's really just sitting there going, I'm kind of at the end. Mm-hmm. I need you to back off. I need to get away from this for a while. So if somebody says, you know, I'm really struggling, take a moment and listen. If nothing else, listen. But please don't say, you know, just take a deep breath. You'll get through this.
Right.
Well,
really? Thanks.
Or write it off. No, really, Todd, that's it. You just giving me those statistics make me look at it a little bit different.
It's scary.
I would maybe make a joke about it, which I apologize if I did that. And I probably did. When 56 men take their lives, you know, that's crazy. I mean, that's just, so if they are asking for help, yeah, we got to get a little bit more serious about
that.
And there's help out there. I want to say, and I'm sure these guys are going to tell us there is help out there, and I know there is.
If someone can actually say it, I mean, it takes a lot for someone to ask for help these days.
Especially me.
So
I'm not somebody who asks anybody for help. I try to do it all.
If somebody is openly saying it, like, you need to be like, whoa, okay, what do we got to do? and help that person out.
Or don't take it
spotted
as a
spotted cow.
Hey, there you
give
go.
Me some of that.
Or, yeah, it's more than a bad day. I mean, you're in a could be in a dark place, but
right.
All right, and we'll talk about that. Well, Todd, I'm sorry to hear that. But you're going on vacation. I think that helps. I don't know anything about this, but I would say that I think that might help.
I'm looking very much
I know
forward
you are.
To it.
God.
And not only is he going on vacation, he's not like going on vacation and going to garden or do something. He's actually going to experience stuff he likes, and that's some American history, right?
Ooh.
Hoping to, yeah. Gettysburg.
That would awesome?
Be a lot of fun.
Nice.
Right. Ghost hunting.
Stop.
Yeah, it's his
oh,
thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I would be so intrigued, but I'd be terrified.
Scared.
Yeah.
But I love that stuff.
That will help. That maybe not be everything, but that's a good step in the right direction.
I'll be honest.
No, I feel
and
really
Jim,
bad.
Jim, you know I love you, but getting away from you and John,
yeah, that could be
huge.
That could
You're
be the ticket.
Miss them.
Yeah, well, he's going to be like, I thought Todd was supposed to be back today. Yeah, I don't know, man.
That's
no one's heard
like
from
saying,
him.
Just breathe, you'll get through
yeah,
it. Sure.
Right. All right. Well, we'll work on that together. All right, we're going to be right back. This is Shannon the Mayor. You're listening to Mino and the Mayor, 97.9 WGBW, and of course, 98.3 FM WISS.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Elizabeth Dole. Not Elizabeth Dole, Elizabeth Warren.
Hey.
Where is the moment we needed the most?
You kick up. All right, welcome back, everybody. So we're talking about, you know, reaching out to each other. That's
yeah.
why we have that song on there, isn't that? It's kind of a little sad, but it's so impactful. If you say, look, are you serious? I mean, you're really hurting? And the guy's like, yeah, I kind of am. Tons of things you can do. So
yeah.
we're going to do that. We got to work a little bit more
People
sensitive.
Need to take that seriously.
And especially with men. Don't laugh it off.
Right.
You know? So, hey, I talked earlier this morning when we started, like, what I'm going to do after the show. And you got to go to work. And Todd, all Todd does is work. I don't know what the intern's doing. He's a baseball player, so he coaches baseball. I am going to go to the Bellevue Orchard installations. We talked to this group yesterday, Newly Foods.
Okay.
You know, they're pretty
yep.
popular, and they've tried a couple things that haven't worked, but there are some things that they're doing that really, really work. And one of them is this these orchard installations. It's pretty cool here in Northeast Wisconsin, you know, Oshkosh, Apple. We can grow more than an apple tree. And
right.
they are going to teach us. The public's invited to help install community orchards. And it's, you know, the mission of these guys is to really encourage people to help plant trees outside, give back and, you know, kind of like live off the land a little bit,
mm-hmm.
you know? So I want to do that. And I don't know how I'm going to do that, but
I think you
I have
should.
A piece of property next to me that I want to develop into something and gone through the whole exercise of maybe an outdoor swimming pool. I think that would be fun, but it's so short-lived here in Wisconsin.
Yeah. I mean, unless you have a heater,
right.
you're not getting many days.
And the maintenance is a little high for me.
A lot of work.
However, she's telling me this orchard is a little maintenance too. But
it
I think
is.
I could maybe
But
farm
think
that,
about
farm
it. Like,
get
you
kids to do it.
Get fresh produce.
Right.
You're not buying it. So it's a little more exciting when you have it because you're like, I grew this.
My thing is when my grandkids come, you know, and visit grandpa in the hood, they can go and go out to the orchard and pick different fruits.
Right.
I think that would be like a good memory for them to grow up with.
Absolutely.
So that's why I'm leaning that way. But I'm not for sure I'm going to do that.
I highly suggest raspberries.
Oh, though that who told me that? Did she say that yesterday that you, Todd, maybe I talked to her after. Not only do you plant these trees, like a pear tree, an apple tree, and I don't know, do we have plums here? I forgot what the trees are. But anyway, let's say you plant six trees, seven
mm-hmm.
trees. But the berm around there is raspberries. Isn't that cool?
Oh yeah. No, I don't think she said it on the air. I may have missed it, but yeah, that's awesome.
That's what I thought.
We had a raspberry bush at one of our houses. Best thing ever. I mean, the kids just go outside and they're like,
right.
you know.
See, that's what I want. I want the kids to like say, oh man, let's and I want something different than not that it would ever be competitive having other grandparents, but you kinda wanna have something that you're you know.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I'm gonna learn a little bit more about that today. They've been on here twice and those are super knowledgeable people, and they said they would help me. I just hope it's not like, well, I mean, I'm going to need help doing this, but I think I might, I don't know. I'll kick it around.
You can handle it.
Yeah, I can. I'm not. Not
actually, I will pass it on to you. But we've got later in the day yesterday, I got a message from a listener who had some information for you about the orchard.
Oh.
So I will get that to you.
Yeah.
Nick actually sent that yesterday.
Aww. So I have to go through this evaluation because I want to do something. I just don't want, I don't need just an empty yard. You know, it's all, right. I have to, anyway, I'm going to figure that out.
Are you going to put like a little swing in there too? Yeah, that would be super cute.
Yeah, I got one of those like electric cars they can drive.
Okay,
so they can drive around the trees. I want to have it like kind of that. What?
Do you have that much land that we could drive a car around?
I mean just those little kid cars. I know,
but still.
Cars. Oh, yeah.
What if they bang into the trees and ruin the trees?
I'm going to have like a, I'm thinking of it like a, putting like a path that they can, like a figure eight stuff around
the
trees.
I mean, that's a great idea, but kids and power wheels.
That's true. It's
get
been
away
a while.
From grandpa's
it's
trees.
Yeah, that's
right.
True.
They call you grumpy, right?
Yeah, they do call me grumpy. That's what they do. Yeah, they do. They call me grumpy. Which
that's awesome.
I don't know. And like even one of my other daughters said, you think he might take on that persona? And I'm like, but she's two and she sang happy birthday to me. Which is great. And she sings on pitch, unlike her mother. So I was very pleased when I
said happy birthday to Grumpy.
Yeah, she sang it. She did a good job.
What does she call Donna?
Grammy.
Great.
Grammy and Grumpy. Because my.
I love that.
They call the other people who already had grandkids Grandma and Grandpa. Now it's going to be a little bit easier for my other daughter who married this guy from Colombia because they'll speak both Spanish and English in their house. So it's whatever the grandparents are in Spanish.
Yeah,
and,
I don't know.
Oh, no, they're going to do that. They're all set on that. That's what they're going to do.
That's
for sure.
Awesome.
Yeah, they know that. And they can speak English to one and answer in Spanish. You know, that's just the way they live.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
I love how...
Yeah. And it's great. And she's been down there many times. And she's fluent in Spanish, but not enough to work in a hospital in Colombia. Because you can't make a mistake.
Oh.
Well, right? I mean, if you're a doctor, you can't make a mistake.
Well, yeah,
and
that's...
So she's not... She's confident she could do it, but she doesn't want to do that. She'd rather practice medicine in English and then like socialize and raise her kids in Spanish.
Well, before I got into this, I was doing the health field thing, and not gonna lie, I was kind of nervous on the fact that what I say is like these people are depending on me.
It's golden,
and I'm not confident enough in myself to say, "Yep, this is what you got to do," or "This is what it is."
But that's gonna be great for their kid to be bilingual.
And absolutely,
you started. That age, and so that's going to be very, very cool. And then, yeah, so anyway, that's the thing going on. I struggle with English, and Grumpy is my name, and but I will be the grandpa with the apple orchard, I think. I'm working on it. I'm going to make that decision, though, by the end of the year.
Is your goal to, so I have one of my grandmother's initials tattooed on me because we were very, very, very close and whatnot, so is your goal to have one of your grandchildren have your initials?
I don't like tattoo. No, I'm not a tattoo guy. No, that would not. No, they no. If they just
that's
just,
like the ultimate like grandparent.
The ultimate what they can do for me to make me proud of them is treat their parents right. You know,
oh.
I don't want bratty kids.
No, absolutely, absolutely.
I don't care how. Yeah, no. That's and they're young. They're too young for that. But that's what I would want in a grandchild. So, anyway, hey, this will be fun today. Shannon, thank you for being here. You're going to be sticking around for the next 2 hours.
I am.
I see they're here already. These are...
We got a full house.
Oh, we do?
We got some guys that are going to just basically tell their story as
well. All right. So. Brothers helping brothers. Good. That's going to be great. Shannon and I are going to talk to these guys about Men's Mental Health Awareness Month, which is very, very important.
Very
we
important.
Got a little serious this morning about it, and we got to keep it serious because it's a real thing.
It's important.
All right. So, thanks for sticking around. We are going to be right back. This is Shannon and the Mayor.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.